This is 51 in the indicted. Okay. Perek Gedalet in Shara B'tochen. What are we doing here?
Everything?
Wait, see it?
In the
So why
above.
is this on Shin face and way in the wrong place? That makes more sense. Yeah. We started it. Okay, let's run through this quickly. Person has to make the correct efforts that are required for him based on all the cladding we've learned up to now. If he doesn't, there are two things that will happen. Either he'll get saved, but he'll pay from it from somewhere else, or he won't be saved and you're in a lot of trouble because you're not guarding your life. Well, Simet Hashem reminds us that then we'll look in the Simet Shulchan Aruch that actually makes this halachic as opposed to just nice hashkafa, although this is the halacha sefer. Chayvus Lavava says the halacha sefer. Says Chayvus. V'cheinu gam anagay l'priyus v'cheile. Yishala adam liftoch b'zeh ala boira. V'yachad im zeh alev lidoig b'reysa atmidis al yadayim tzoyim tvim. So too in health and sickness, a person has to have a tochen in Hashem. And then he has to concern himself, busy himself with doing the things, tzimidis, continually doing the things, the natural things that a person needs to do, and to follow the normal way of refuah that's noeg in the oilom. Is learning that that's a chiyuv, not a reshus. He's learning that learn that verapa yerapa is a reshus for the doctor to heal. Chaim Salavas is learning it's a chiyuv that you have to go to a doctor. And we'll see Mitzvah Hashem machleikas the Ramban and the Ramban, which is not a machleikas, but it's a machleikas. We'll see. Reshus to given to the doctor to heal. Chaim Salavas, it's you. It's telling you that you have a chiyuv to go to the doctor. The other Rishonim learned there's not a chiyuv for you to go to a doctor. You want to go to a doctor, go to a doctor. You want to go to a doctor, but the doctor needs permission to heal. Who told the doctor that he should be a doctor? Okay, that's not a subject then. But you can't have any trust in the means. You can't trust the medication or the doctors. It's if they're causing the health and the sickness. That's a hard mistake. For you to think that these things on their own do anything. They don't heal and they don't hurt. You have to approach these things with imuna. Whatever that means, what does it mean? Rishus ha-boyre. They have permission from the boyre, and the boyre is doing it. It means they are the boyre. Okay. Adam ala boyre, who yarpe oise mechalov, ukeshe yetze, imal yedeim tsoye, o afilu blim tsoye. Another step here. When a person has betochen in the boira, again, we're back to the Chovas HaLevavos Shita, that a person who has betochen, proper betochen, he's a Baal betochen, and whatever he wants, he'll get. So too with Rafur. You're a rabbi, he's a mecholov. A person has betochen in Hashem, Hashem takes care of you. And then he has a choice. He wants to either via the means or feed him, so he. This Baal Batochen, he doesn't have to go to a doctor. The same as the Baal Batochen doesn't have to make his shtadlis. Remember? We saw that if there's a person, there's nobody here. We all have to make his shtadlis in both these areas. Well, a Baal Batochen doesn't have to make his shtadlis, not for Panos and not for Fuah. If he wants to, he can. Because he's a Baal Batochen. A Baal Batochen will get healed from Hashem. Yishlach dvorei v'yirpoim. Let's just learn the principles first. V'yitochen shaboyre yaparito afilu b'dover amazik mod. It might be that Hashem will heal him with something that on the surface is very dangerous. Something that damages. K'mo sh'yadu lecha mi'ahuv d'shel Elisha novi sh'ripe yisamayim haroim al yedei melach. Elisha novi took bitter water and he sweetened it using salt. She tivoi lekalkel on the palpel esamayim. the pagalis of mine. We've all been down to the sea lately. Salt kind of messes with the water, doesn't make it that nice to drink. And he sweetened the water by putting salt in it. Fine. What's the problem with it? No problem with it. If you're Elisha, you want to sweeten water, don't put salt in there. How did Moshe Rabbeinu sweeten the bitter water that Maro? He took a bitter stick, something that normally makes things bitter, and he threw it in the water, and that sweetened it. Wow. That's harsh. The Midrash that the Kuma tells us it was a type of eitz that's bitter. How did Yishaya Novi heal Chizkiyahu's shechin with something that damages the skin? To Moshe Nehma, V'yom Yishaya Yisu Dbeiles Ta'enim Marichu Al HaShechin V'yishye. V'kvayadu Lecha Ketzad Nenesh Asa Melech. We're going to learn the sugya of Asa Melech soon, Bezrat Hashem, when we finish Perek Dalet eventually. We learn the sugya of Asa properly with Rishonim Achrayim, see how to understand that sugya. Don't take anything away from your halacha l'maaseh because you'll get into a lot of trouble. וקבאי ידוע לך כיצד ננש אסא מלך כשבוטח על הרויפים לבד ולא בוטח על אלוקים. אסא מלך called the doctor because he was sick and he got mamash whipped for that. ונאמר כי הוא יעקי ויחבש את זה. רויפה בבייס המלך, מה בוי? What is a doctor doing in the house of a king? אסא was taken to task for that. And that's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, which are this, which I want to show you with the Mitzvah Shema Gefer. You'll see how to unravel these sugyos. See properly how to unravel these sugyos. But anyway, that's the point. Again, there's got nothing to do with us. Because none of us here are Baalei Betochen that can say I'm not making ishtadlis. You have a chiyuv to make ishtadlis, and you have a chiyuv to make proper ishtadlis, both in Shulchan Aruch. It's halacha. There's no one in this room that's a Baal Betochen that doesn't have to make ishtadlis. A Baal Betochen doesn't have to make ishtadlis. The same as a Baba talking to make ishtadlis for panosa.
That's how we can then why ishtadlis to that.
No. Chavisavov is not talking about. You have a chiyuv to the Torah to go to a doctor and to follow the normal methodologies of getting healed. And have no trust in them whatsoever and know that the refuah is coming from Hashem, but you still have to go to the refuah. The same as you still have to go to work in the morning and go to work and know that the work is not what's making the money. I don't know. There's no Baal Betochen in this room, so I'm not interested in the Baal Betochen. There's nobody in this room that's relevant to you. This is a workshop. This is not a philosophy class, anthropology, sociology. The Baal Betochen doesn't exist today. Everybody today has a chiyuv to make ishtadlis. Even according to the Ramban, who holds that you don't have a chiyuv to make ishtadlis today, hold you to. If you're in a... Because you have to learn the principles of a tochen. We learned now, a Baal Betochen doesn't have to. That teaches us why someone who's not a Baal Betochen has to. Why are we doing this? Because it's Torah. This is the Shulchan Aruch of Betochen. But there are things in Shulchan Aruch that aren't relevant to me because I'm not a woman or I'm not a kohen. So then I learn the sugya and I go weiter. Why are we learning this? Because without this, you can't start Betochen. We apprentices. The same you start Betochen by knowing the ideal. Then getting in touch with the real, and then working out a journey from real to ideal. Every sugya is like that. We can discuss the Baal Betochen.
I'm just curious to what they do with that part of Shulchan Aruch.
Which part of Shulchan Aruch?
It says you have a chiyuv to be mishtadlis, but they don't have a chiyuv to be mishtadlis. They're potter from. How did you become potter from steel?
Because a Baal Betochen doesn't have that chiyuv.
You're saying the chiyuv depending on not being a Baal Betochen.
The kohen has a chiyuv not to become tamei meis. I'm not a kohen. It depends on you. See, I told you we're going to learn the sugya with Rav Dessler. You'll see it's a kol musudah sham. Oh, musudah. Shimon Bar Yochai holds it's also to make ishtadlis for panosa. Rav Shmuel holds you have a chiyuv. We pass it like Rav Shmuel. What Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So I don't need to know what Rav Shimon holds. That's... He was onus. He was onus. He couldn't make his status. He didn't have it with a minion. He didn't have a lulav and esrog. He didn't have matzahs. He was an onus. He was the one at Makom Sakon, and he had to hide away. It was not Ryan from there that you don't have to make your studs. It was the Ryan when he came out of the cave and he was burning everything around him that was working. No, but the halacha, the Gemara there, Rav Shmuel holds you don't have to make your studs. Rav Shmuel holds you do. It's based on the way we learn. The psukim in Shema, the Seder. Your Yetzirah gets very excited when he learns the stuff about being potter from his studs. Because we're not working on betochen, we're working on justifying our laziness. That's relevant to us.
Yeah.
Betochen for us means, thank you, betochen for us means avoiding the dodgy deals in our business that aren't awesome, but they're not exactly, you know, what a Jew should be doing with these lives. That's where our betochen levels are in ishtadlis. Our betochen levels aren't, well, I'm such a big betochen, I'm not going to make any ishtadlis. You have to daven that Hashem will in that you have to daven that the ishtadlis won't mabalbel you, won't confuse you into thinking that your status is doing something. That's where I'm nisoyin. That's where you have to daven to Hashem. I make my status because I have to make my status. I know that the status is not making the panosa. But I get confused. It's very easy to get confused. Whether it's in panosa, whether it's in health, it's very easy to get confused. You have to daven that you don't get confused. That's our level. Okay, now that's the level of betochen that a person has to have in the first category. Remember, there were seven categories. The first category we just finished, that's a category of things that relate to Olam Hazeh, that only impact on Olam Hazeh, and that's your food and your health and your clothes and your housing and your heating and cooling and your midas and mikveh geld. Okay. The money to go to the mikveh. That's a joke. Okay. So you forgot what we learned. So we have to go back to the beginning and see the seven categories again. Chelek echad is dvorin hanimtzoyim b'olam hazeh u'mevim tohelet b'olam hazeh. Things in this world that affect this world. The second one is things in this world. And that, sorry, that applies only to the things that have benefit for the goof and whatever, yeah? Food, clothes off. The second one is things that have to LS for panosa. So this is all in. Sorry, one second. So we have to do this all again? I don't really feel like doing all this again. This is like Masubak. We spent a lot of time doing this on this. There's seven categories of where you have a chiyuv to have betochen. Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, things in Olam Hazeh, that's divided up into three things. Then the second category, which is things in this world that have benefits in Olam Haba, that's divided up into another three categories. Each of the seven categories are made up of subcategories. I need Rosh to do it again. It's the beginning of Perek Dalet. If you want, you just go have a look at it again. We're going to go through each of them. So we just finished now dealing with those things. Olam Hazeh, the first of the three things in Olam Hazeh that affect Olam Hazeh, that relies just to your goof, your food, your health, whatever. Now we're going to have a look at the next category in category one, the subcategory of category Aleph. Things on Olam Hazeh that relate to Olam Hazeh. V'pirush ha-betochen ha-nachon yesh nishtamesh bo b'chelek ha-sheni ha-koilen es-inyonim ha-negoyim l'ruchush ha-odom v'dalkein ha-gehusoy v'isokov v'gon mischa ha-malok v'nesia bedrochim. Those things that relate to your possessions, the way you conduct yourself in business, in your work, in the way you travel. Let's hear what he says. All the different types of work you do, schirus, chuchnos, kablonos, mischa, ba'ashre, ba'ashrai, lending money, borrowing money, pikdoinos, v'sham, mine avoidos. All the things that relate to your possessions and your work and your business and your day-to-day existence in providing for panos. All the things people do in order to acquire wealth and possessions and extraneous things that you don't really need. Perikos just relates to the betochen you have to have in God, so things you need to do for your goof. Your goof needs a bit of food, a bit of water, it needs warmth, it needs cold, it needs clothes, it needs a roof over its head. Now we're talking about your possession. You have fields, you have ships, you have whatever, all sorts of different things you're doing. Business, you're going here, you're going there. It's not necessarily related just to the body. Let's see. You can explain it. It's all still in the first category of things of Olam Hazeh that relate to Olam Hazeh. It's just a bit outside of you. The first one is your body yourself, and now it's the things that are just a bit further from your body. Concentric circles going out of it. The correct betochen that you have in relation to these things, it's all about the relationship you have with the things. The correct way to deal with all this stuff that you have is to be involved in the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you only for the things you need in order to survive. You take from this world only what you are forced to take in order to survive. You might own wealth, untold wealth. Hashem gave you untold wealth. All you take from all of that is the minimum you need in order to survive. Now, what happens if you have more than this? Oh, so then I'm mishtapetz my house. The first thing people do when they make partners in the firm, yeah? How do you know he became a partner in the law firm? Because he's busy refurbishing his house. Or he bought a new car. How do you know these things? Because you see, that's what people do. His wife's been waiting. Yeah, you give your wife a credit card, Rahman and Itzla. Again, we're going to discuss that's category three. The level of talking you have in relation to your family and the people that work for you, etc., etc. Now we're talking just about you and you. Don't blame your wife. You push it to your wife. We're going to get to her. Yeah, that's not so important. Again, what you need to survive, and of course, it's going to depend on different people. Different people need different things in order to survive. It requires mental health as well. We're not talking about the normal, healthy picture. We're living way above our means. That's why there's debt. You see, what's the problem if you don't live like this? You get into debt. Poshut. There's whole countries in debt because you don't have the money for this, but someone I want it, so then we do it anyway. I want to go on holiday, but I can't afford it. Click. That's the way we live. My grandfather grew up, if you don't have the money for it, you don't need it. If you don't have the money, it means you don't need it, so you don't buy it. What do you mean you get into debt? Debt? I know what the word meant. Been in a business for 45, 50 years and never had an overdraft. What do you mean you borrow money from someone else and you pay them to use your money? If you don't have the money, you just don't buy it. What's the problem? There wasn't any sign for those people. They knew that. We a little bit different. A little bit different. I don't really have the money for it, but you know what? Okay, but what else? Borrow. That's something. What happens? You end up in debt. There's whole countries. Show me a country today that's not in debt. Which country is not in debt? China's drowning in debt. China's economy is imploding. That's why they're going to war. This is the best way to solve an economical problem is to go to war. Anyway, China's another story. Don't get me started on China. The world better wake up because China's the stick. Okay. China's the stick. Who's not in debt? Zimbabwe? Let me say that. Who's not in debt today? How many people today aren't in debt? I met a Jew once in Canada who owned a house. He wasn't in debt. I couldn't believe it. Who owns a house today is not in debt. He met a Jew today is not in debt. I'm not talking about a 7-year-old who's paid off all his 45, 50-year-old who's not in debt today. Especially if you're from and you've got daughters to marry off. Who's not in debt? No, I said, come on. What's debt? That means you're living beyond your means. Simple. Okay. I'm not going to solve anybody's problems, okay? But it's a reality.
When's that shir?
Which one?
Solving problems.
Solving problems, yeah. It's not when's the shir, it's where we're going to find the person to do that. That I gave that shir last week. You want to cross a road in the pitch darkness of night and the car's going out without headlights. That's what the problem is. Hence me crossing, you remember? That's who solves our problems. Grab hold of a shir. No. Once again. The minimum to survive today, the standard of living may be much higher. Therefore, that's what we used. And through again, and we couldn't live in a 30 square meter damp basement eating onions the whole day because we'd get depressed. We wanted to function. So you might. So you, your minimum might be $20,000 a month. I don't know what your minimum is, but check out carefully when you take on something new. The avoided betochen is to minimize what you need because the less you need, the easier it is to have betochen. Schneck, schneck. The minute you take on something new, after a while, you can't live without it. And then it becomes necessary, becomes mukhrach. It wasn't mukhrach. I never had an air conditioner. I lived in an air conditioner. Now I got an air conditioner. I can't live without an air conditioner. I'll give you an example, because maybe that you're not. No one can live without an air conditioner. Whatever, I'm just saying. But we lived without air conditioners. We lived without air conditioners. Today, I live without an air conditioner. I can't get rid of your phone. I know people that don't have phones. They never brought a phone into their lives. They still don't have phones. They manage. They survive. No one died. They don't have computers. No one died. But once you've got it, it's now mukhrach. You have to have it. Now it's a minimum requirement. So before you take anything new into your life, be very careful. Because once you take it in, you're stuck with it. He has a bicycle. And he's happy. Because he used to have to walk to work. And now he's riding his bicycle. And then he sees a guy on a moped. He goes, wow. He has to have a moped. Because the eye sees. And then... But that's a natural phenomenon in the world. When you see something, you want it. That Hashem made the world like that. You can't fight that. It's a magnet. You see something, you want it. So now he gets a moped. He saves up, eventually buys a moped. The one day his moped, he forgot to put in Delic. So the moped can't go. The only way to get to work is ride his bicycle. So it just doesn't get to work that day. Ride a bicycle? Are you mad? When he got his bicycle and left to walk, he was the happiest guy in the world. But now he's got a moped, the bicycle's... Yeah, you got it. It's Cedric said you keep going until you whatever. Guys are happy to get on an airplane the first time. He's so excited. He's sitting mummies in economy class. The happiest guy in the world, yeah? Afterwards, they bump into business class once. He'll never fly economy class again. And if he does, he's going to stay catching and catching, sort of looking to see if the guy's in business class. Why? Because that's the way of people. That's natural. You can't fight that. So in the void of betochen, to be mistaken with Bemil, to live, as simply, as plainly as you can, the first thing you make sure is don't take anything new in before you check that you really need it. Mm-hmm. Because the world's offering you new things the whole time. You're being bombarded, incessantly bombarded, to buy their products. Because it's good for you. It's good for you. So we bring it into the house. Now it's mukhrach. Now you need more money. Because to keep this thing or whatever, you need more money. I'm not saying don't bring it into the house. If you need it, you need it. You need an air conditioner. Today, I would say you have to buy an air conditioner. One of the Menahelim of the Seder went to all the mothers, all the families, and said, I'm begging you to buy air conditioners. And if you haven't got the money, I'll lend it to you. You can pay me off over 10 years. Because it's good for the kids. Kid comes home and mother's been sitting in it. It's 40 degrees outside and the mother's at home in the kitchen, boiling hot. How's she going to be a good mother? A little shaykh hayom. An air conditioner today is mukhra. Maybe for you it's not. I'm just saying, but Derek felt today. I don't think an air conditioner is a luxury. I mean, you need it. You have to have it. It's not shaykh to live without it. We even saw in Hilchos Shabbos today, the air conditioner is not working. We already talk about, can you get a goy to switch it on? Not switch it on, whatever. 10 years ago, it was not a havamin to get a goy to switch on an air conditioner. Because it wasn't aircraft. It wasn't still need. It wasn't dealing with life and death. Today it is. Today it is. Today it's 40 degrees outside, and you're inside, and these houses are not exactly well built. Survive like that. But again, be very careful. Stop before you bring new things into your house, no matter how good they tell you it is. Get calls from the bank the whole time. Why don't you have a credit card? Them, I don't want to. It's not good for me. Lolo said, Tov lacha. That was good for me. You wouldn't be phoning me. I'd be phoning you. Why are you phoning me? It must be because it's good for you. And if it's good for you, it can't be good for me. So I don't have a credit card. What can I do? And I'm still alive, still here. It's going to get harder and harder because they're going to do away with checks, too, like they did in some countries. And then you're going to be stuck. Everything's going to become plastic. Your salary is going to go into your credit card. Of course, of course, of course. And if you keep Shabbos, they won't put money into your account. That happens in China already. Not with Shabbos, but with other things. You have to learn from them. If you're a naughty boy, you don't get paid this month. Yeah, okay. We have to survive those mistakes as well. Jews have dealt with difficult problems in the past. I'm just saying, you have to be, in order to have a tochen, your relationship with your physicality and your world or whatever has to be peer pressure. It's a major thing. The neighbors have it, this one has it. The kids start, that will seem kind of gimel. It's much more complicated. Because now, not just between you and your own world and Hashem, now it's what your kids need, your wife needs, but the neighbors have got to walk off. Yeah, the lopa should be chla. What are you going to do? Go live on the moon? No, we live in a world where the kids are going out, people are seeing things, people want it, but where do you draw the line? But he's got the latest Game Boy, and I've got the one that's the fuck, and I want the Wabba bench. He wants that. The Corolla. You know, I heard a very choshever Rav say that the first person that brings something into the neighborhood, everything that happens afterwards, because of that, he's going to have to give him the din v'cheshbon for. You were the first guy they brought. Now that you brought it in and the kids, whatever, now you don't have a choice. The first electric bicycle that came into the neighborhood. Yeah? Everything that happens after that, you chay for. Now everyone's got an electric bicycle. You got to buy a kid an electric bicycle. You don't have a choice. It's a mukhrach. You can try whatever. See, maybe you can get him not to want one. But now that everyone's got one, what are you going to do? You can't. That's the material now. That we'll see in Pele Gimel. That becomes now mukhrach. That's now the new ball. But how did it become that? Because somebody was the first guy to bring it in. Don't be the first person to bring it in because it's all on your back. It's all on your back. The first guy that came to davening in Crocs. The first guy that started davening in Crocs. When people saw it, they were shocked. Today is a Kvar Mukubal. Not about on Yom Kippur. In fact, on Yom Kippur, it's not supposed to wear Crocs anymore. Because if people are wearing them as normal shoes and whatever, then it's not supposed to. Anyway, I'm not. That's a, people wear Crocs on Yom Kippur, as a Beseder Gamur. But there was a Shaila and a Locha once about that. Yeah, whatever. I'm just saying, whatever. I need Lord Niknas. I was just saying. So now everybody wears Crocs. How does everybody, the first woman that started wearing a shekel over her shoulders? I'm not discussing it's right or wrong or whatever, but now that they do so, you're after this one. And you're chayav all along. That you were the first one that brought it in. Overweight. The lo pashut, the bigger cry is not to bring new things in. Once it's in, you don't have a choice. You can't help it. The kids are yippin. But before you bring something new, you've got to do some long, hard thinking and ask Charlotte and check it out. Because otherwise, you know what's happened to everybody. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Okay, again, we're talking about just us. It's a bit easier. We'll see the next category when we start dealing with the dependence and codependence. Hold on. Whatever your minimum requirements are. And then if Hashem gives you more, okay, we'll see what to do with that tomorrow. Go off.